Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell says an initiative that would establish a coastal management program in Alaska appears to have qualified for this year's ballot. Treadwell says whether the measure appears on the primary or general election ballot depends on when the legislature adjourns and whether lawmakers pass substantially similar legislation. To qualify, the petition needed at least 25,875 qualified signatures, with those coming from a certain percentage of voters in at least 30 House districts. Treadwell's office says the Division of Elections determined yesterday that the petition had met the threshold, but signatures are still being reviewed. Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello, a leader of the initiative effort, says he hopes the legislature will now add coastal management to its agenda this session. State lawmakers now considering a new bill that would ban texting while driving. Courts on the Kenai Peninsula and in Fairbanks last year ruled that an existing law forbidding drivers from looking at devices with screens, such as computers and DVD players, does not forbid a driver from using a cell phone to send a text message. Lawmakers are afraid that legal opinion will spread to other jurisdictions and are taking up a measure that would make certain that texting is not considered legal. The House Judiciary Committee yesterday heard the bill, overriding those low-level court decisions. The measure by Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra would specifically define and forbid texting by a driver while the vehicle is moving. Guerra told the committee that texting is dangerous, and with the current court decisions in place, the state is saying that it is acceptable.
Texting is the new drunk driving. If you text a normal-sized text message while you're driving, you'll drive the length of a football field before you're done. You'll drive the length of a football field of potential victims before you're done sending your text message.
Committee Chairman Carl Gatto, co-sponsor of the bill, says he sees the danger of delaying action on the subject.
This bill fails. The word goes on the street that texting is okay. All our expert from 8 to 80 who are very good are going to start texting. Because if they were somewhat reluctant to text, Once we tell them it's okay, they'll do it.
The Supreme Court could eventually overturn the lower court rulings. However, the legal process could take as much as 3 years, and Guerra says it'll be better to go ahead and put the law on the books rather than wait that long. The bill will come up tomorrow at tomorrow's meeting. A federal judge has ordered the release of documents from an investigation into prosecutorial misconduct in the case against the late Senator Ted Stevens. U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan denied motions from two unidentified parties in the case to permanently seal a 500-page report that found a widespread misconduct in the corruption case against Stevens, who died in a plane crash in 2010. Sullivan ordered the report's release March 15th, along with any written objections that the parties wish to include. The conviction against Stevens was dismissed in 2009 after the Justice Department admitted misconduct in the case and ordered the investigation. To read Judge Sullivan's opinion and also the order for release of the misconduct report, you can go to our website at ktoonews.org and check it out there. Weather forecast calls for a chance of rain this morning, this afternoon, and tonight, with a possibility of some of that rain mixed in with snow by this weekend.